Am I the a-hole for not rescheduling my wedding? You might be, but Sam, you know, there's a group of people that are literally never the a-hole.
Oh, and who's that group of people?
The r/OKOP show subreddit, where this story comes from. Shout out to you all. The subreddit has absolutely exploded. We have over 5,300 members. We're number 17 in podcasting. So one, if you haven't joined, please join. Number two, we are about to go on a spree, on an absolute rampage, reading a ton of r/OKOP show stories.
Yeah. So submit yours.
Get them in now. We're going to read them like we are with this one
also,
right now.
Number 17 in podcast. That's crazy.
Guys, you congratulate yourselves because you're awesome and you made that happen.
Pat on the back.
Pat's on the back. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Let's get into our own community member, Psych Wabland's story. I, 30, and my husband, 29, got married over 2 years ago. During our engagement, we were living with mother-in-law and the other side of the family and his whole side of the family, and the pandemic was slowing down and everyone managed to not get sick. That's great. I have extreme anxiety, and it was not helpful that mother-in-law was telling me that I wasn't good enough to her son. It just made everything worse. I was working 12 hours, 6 nights a week, and I was overwhelmed.
12 hours. That's a lot.
That is rough. My husband and I decided that we wanted to get married in December of 2021, and we had set a date and everything. We were going to have it at our house in the living room and have a very small wedding, just family that lived close by, including parents, grandparents that are still here with us, and siblings. That was it. Here's the thing, though. My nephew, who was 5 and severely autistic, was unable to come because our mother-in-law feared that he would destroy the house. Mm. I was not happy about this. I love my nephew and I wanted him there, but in the end, I agreed because I know I would not be able to force everything on my mother-in-law and cause a Karen moment from her. So, month before the wedding, everyone in my parents' household came down with the old vid. Our old friend.
The stranger that you don't want to walk through your door, but does anyway.
That's correct. I was already stressed out because mother-in-law was taking control of the wedding, buying my dress and decor, and I was told I had no say. My mom called me and asked me to change the date of the wedding because she didn't think that she would make it. Man, all moms are just ruining everything over here. God.
Get a grip.
I told her I would try to change it, but mother-in-law threw a bee fit and told us that the day was set. And if my family was able to come, that's fine by her, but the date is set. Mm. I called my mom and told her I couldn't change it, which is kind of crazy. You can't change your own wedding date because your mother-in-law is like, no.
Yeah. I mean, this is just classic entitled mother-in-laws.
Classic entitled
Karens want to control the universe. They want to Thanos snap everything into their own little perfect little world, but they can't.
That's right.
Unless you let them. Don't let the Karens win.
Don't let them win, ladies and gentlemen. I called my mom and I told her I couldn't change it. And my sister was screaming at me on the phone and said I was a horrible person and didn't deserve to get married and she will not be coming. Bro.
That is an overreaction, bro. I feel like. Just for wanting to choose your own date.
So OP's mom calls.
Yep.
And she's like, hey, I might not be able to make it. Can you change the date? OP goes to the mother-in-law or the mother-in-law intervenes, but at any rate, the mother-in-law is like, we will not change the date of this wedding. It's at my house. I'm controlling it.
Yeah.
So OP calls the mom back and is like, yo, I'm so sorry. Like, we can't change the date. And then the sister chimes in and she's like, you're a horrible person. I'm not going to your wedding.
So not only is the mother-in-law terrible for not being at all flexible on the date,
yes,
but now the sister is terrible. Because they're not flexible on the date. OP, no one is flexible on this date.
OP cannot win.
Cannot win.
OP is being desperately losing.
Being attacked on both sides.
All angles. No one is safe. I tried to explain why, and then they just hung up on me. The mom and the sister.
Mature.
So mature, right? All I was trying to do was make sure that everyone was happy. The day before the wedding, my mom calls, and she and everyone that was healthy would be there the next day, including my sister. My sister and I made up and we had a beautiful wedding.
Okay, so it worked.
Okay, so they did come around. She gave her maid of honor speech and everything. So the sister was also the maid of honor. The sister that
was like, I'm leaving?
Yes. Bro.
That doesn't sound like a sister that you want to have as your maid of honor if she's like, yeah, I'm going to leave.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave. leave.
God.
That date doesn't work for me or mom. So I was going to head out.
But a year later, I can't help thinking that I was the a-hole.
Wait, what?
I know.
A year late, I've been ruminating on this for a year.
Update, I was finally able to tell them what really happened, and now everyone understands. OP, I also want to explain, I have a learning disability, and it's hard for me to write these things out. Fragrant Macaroon 847, which I don't know.
Fragrant Fellow.
I don't know if that's a Fragrant Fellow reference, but I love it. Says, I'd say you're not an a-hole. However, you weren't trying to make everyone happy. You were trying to placate your mother-in-law, which is a great point. Your mother-in-law and husband, if he lets her disrespect you the way she does, are the actual a-holes. You have control over your life, not her.
That's honestly good advice. That's good advice.
That is great advice. Yeah, it seems like...
It's just a really hard place to be in because it's like you want to make your mom happy. You want to make your partner's mom happy. And when they're both at each other's throats... Like it's like an immovable object with an immovable or unmovable force or whatever that saying is. That. It's like they're button heads and you can't please anyone.
Exactly. And to be clear, I'm about to double check this. Okay. For a second, I was under the impression I got this wrong. I was under the impression that OP and her now husband were living with the mother-in-law and hosting the wedding at the mother-in-law's house, which is why she was so controlling. They had their own house. And we're hosting the wedding there.
At their own house. So it wasn't the mother-in-law's house.
It wasn't the mother-in-law's house. So the mother-in-law was just being a control. Like
she was just being controlling.
And to be clear, that if the mother-in-law was hosting it there, that does not give her a right to be as controlling as she was. But it's even more insanely egregious how her behavior was, considering that it wasn't even hosted at her house.
Mother-in-laws turn crazy when you add the in-law.
Like, what is the deal?
What is the deal?
Truly, because you would think most people, I guess most people that get married, have kids, become mother-in-laws.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty chill, but then they be going crazy.
They go crazy.
Hey,
some people have crazy mother-in-laws.
It happens.
We hope it doesn't happen to you.
That's true. So OP, a-hole or not?
Not a-hole.
Mother-in-law and sister, a-hole or not?
A little bit a-hole on the sister and very a-hole on the mother-in-law.
I would say also very a-hole on the sister because of the stress of your own sister and maid of honor saying...
And the fact that it's your maid of honor. Okay, I will upgrade. I think I was just a little bit... I was just saying like a little... No,
bit too soft.
Both a-holes.
Yeah.
I'm going there full a-hole chain. Choo-choo.
Absolutely. But we might not love this mother-in-law, but if you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow.
This is an episode from Deep Within the Archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind.
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like, a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I use sign language to impress my deaf girlfriend's parents, but little did I know, I said the unspeakable.
You know, for people that don't speak, saying the unspeakable.
Oh,
that's not good.
That's not good. You never want to speak the unspeakable.
That's true.
You just want to sign the unspeakable.
That's right.
A few days ago, my girlfriend and I got caught being intimate.
Oh, God.
Ooh, were they hugging? Were they kissing? Were they rod dogging, doggy style?
Vaginal penetration.
Oh. Her mom heard us in the bedroom and banged on the door. And in response, I banged my girlfriend harder.
Wait. What?
I'm kidding. Okay. No. My mom heard us in the bedroom and banged on the door. My girlfriend heard nothing because she's deaf. I did my best to communicate what was happening, but I was in a compromising position at the time. By the time my girlfriend and I were on the same page, the damage was done. Oh. Her mom heard it all.
Dang. Nice.
Yesterday, my girlfriend sent me a message to inform me that her parents wanted to have a discussion with the two of us regarding recent events.
Oh, how old God.
I agreed to meet them at their house towards the end of the day. This is what I expected to happen. One, uncomfortable conversation with parents about my shenanigans with their daughter. Two, awkward apology from me. Three, parents accepting my apology and encouraging my girlfriend and I to practice safe sex, even though no sex at all would probably be their preference. Four, I use what I've learned in sign language to tell the parents how much I love their daughter and hopefully make them like me more. Five, wholesome-ish ending.
Wow, that sounds like a dream scenario.
So, 1 through 3 happened as expected, but I managed to fuck up 4 and 5.
Oh.
This is what happened. I've been learning sign language on an on and off basis for months now. I'm nowhere near good enough, but my girlfriend and I thought it might disarm her parents if I made a small gesture in sign language to show how much I cared about her. It sounded like an excellent suggestion on paper, but I was worried that I would fuck it up because my sign language skills kind of suck.
Right.
My girlfriend encouraged me to learn something simple, like I'm in love with your daughter or I love your daughter to the parents. However, due to the stress of the parents confronting us and the pressure to avoid saying the wrong things, including the sign language part, I became overwhelmed and miscommunicated the sign for daughter and accidentally signed, I love you, whore.
See, this is so great because is he talking about the daughter? Is he
talking? Oh, sorry, I misspoke. I love your whore.
Oh,
no miscommunication there.
Nope.
I knew the sign had something to do with touching the side of the cheek or chin. So I did what I thought made sense instead of aborting the mission when I forgot the fucking sign. Instant regret. My girlfriend buried her face in her hands. I could tell she was laughing. Her parents didn't have the same reaction.
Oh no.
The two of them looked at me like I was a poop demon in Dogma. I have no idea what that is.
Well, neither do I.
I had no idea it was an inappropriate sign when it happened, but it was obvious I did something wrong. It was the complete opposite of a wholesome ending. My girlfriend video called me afterwards to show me the difference between daughter and whore in sign language to tell me I should probably avoid her parents for the time being because I'm not their favorite person at the moment. Guess I'm never going to make a good impression now.
Wow. I mean, you might have to throw in the towel on that one, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's over. It's over for you, son.
That's bad.
I actually have a very similar story.
Really?
Yeah. So I had this girlfriend like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was graduating. Yeah. Cougar mommy. And she was graduating and all of her like friends and family were there. And she came for like... Her parents didn't seem religious, but they were like, they were kind of like in your face Christian, but not really practicing, you know, where it's like, right. like the virtue signaling kind of Christians.
Gotcha.
They don't go to church or anything, but like, they like, you know, we'll call you out, you know, for being gay and shit.
Right.
You know, the Westboro Baptist Church kind of Christians.
There we go.
Maybe that was too harsh, but you know what I mean? Right.
Yes.
Anyway, they're having this, dinner or whatever for the graduation at this like Airbnb little party, and I was completely broke at the time. I had no money. I was I was a junior sophomore in college.
Uh-huh.
Right, so I had zero funds, but I was tutoring a little bit, so I had a little bit of money, but like basically nothing.
Yeah.
And so she had always wanted to like go to Vegas. And so I was like, oh, like for her, you know, for her graduation, like for graduation, I'm going to take her somewhere she's never been.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, you know, us a place to stay in Vegas and 2 plane tickets over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a super cute present and all that. Right. And so, I kind of like I make an announcement. I'm going to do a speech.
Yeah.
I have this whole speech written of like, you know, how much she means to me. And I love having all these new experiences with her, and we were about to travel to Europe, but as a little trip beforehand, I just want, you know, I was like, to show how much you mean to me. I got us 2 tickets, to Las Vegas and a place to stay. Right. I thought that was fine. But to a extremely conservative parents,
oh, man,
she's
dude.
Like, you're fucking our daughter in the hotel room.
Like, and you're taking her to the city of sin, fucking her.
Sin,
like,
to sin.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And so they hated me. And they basically what they saw, my parents didn't see like this at all.
Yeah.
But to this family, what it sounded like was basically me saying I'm fucking this girl to her whole family.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's rough.
And also small side story. I went camping with her, posted a picture of us camping, and then they commented like, why are you advertising your sex life with our daughter on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
I would not know what to do with myself. I would.
I cried. Dude. I cried, dude. I felt so bad because it's like also like I'd like saved all this money to take her on this trip.
Yeah.
And then to like instantly be like, you did bad. Dude. I was heartbroken. Oh,
did you end up taking it or?
No, I canceled the trip.
Oh, okay. Did you get your money back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my money back. I got my money back. But yeah, I was bummed,
dude,
for sure.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. But
you know what else is rough, John?
What is Sam?
Hopefully your stories that you're going to submit to r/OKOP show submitted on reddit.com right now so we can hear your blissfully sad stories.
Mm, give it to us.
Mm. Also, who's still listening? Like,
that's a great question.
We have
high on the podcast. People listen.
People listen. Hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate it.
We love you guys.
Thank you.